we might have an issue. We might have an issue, and they are blaming it on LeBron James, which in some cases I can't agree with, dog. I did not watch 1 second. I didn't pay attention to All-Star Weekend at all. I caught a couple of clips of the dunk contest. That's actually a lie. I mean, it's not a lie, but I seen the three dunks that McClung did. I didn't even see the other contestant. I'm lying. I did see a Spur player. One Spur player, is getting bad. For years, we've talked about how bad the Pro Bowl is. And almost rightfully so, because I thought they should have changed up. I thought they should have changed up the Pro Bowl a long time ago. It's a fan's dream to witness various players, because it's dope, because they get to do the one thing that basically the NBA doesn't do all the time. And the last time we did it, it was probably one of the best All-Stars we had, when everybody got to wear their own jerseys, right? Their home jerseys, their team jerseys. Whereas as far as football, even though they still wear these same jerseys, because that would have been a hard concept too. Probably a little difficult for the quarterback to understand, but the helmets will always be a dead giveaway of which team they play for. You know what I mean? That's the dope thing. But, and then in some cases, they'll have the NFC, AFC helmets and stuff like that. But when they are able to wear their own, because again, it'd be pretty difficult for them to wear their team jerseys. But I mean, I wouldn't complain about it. I would love to see that. The fans would love it. It's for the fans at the end of the day. It's an accolade for each and every player to be a part of that team, right? It's a strong accolade to have. They are your teammates, the coaches, the fans. We appreciate you for being one of the best at, not just at your position, but that's one of the top players in the league. And that's basically what an all-star, or, you know, the all-pro, well, not the all-pro, the all-pro teams and the all-star teams is different. But, you know, when it comes to the NFL, when it comes to the NBA, when it comes to MLB or any other sports that do all-star games, all-star weekends, that's a major thing. You know, to have that, even to win MVP of the All-Star game. Excuse me, I'm sorry. To win the MVP of the All-Star game, that's something to say. Kobe has been gone for a very, very, very long time. And he once said that the All-Star game was just, it's not what it was. When he was still alive, he was saying this. That is not what it used to be. It used to be competitive. And it was. Everybody remember the infamous All-Star game and Stephon Marbury and Kobe, all them participated in. It was one of those games where, nigga, we wanted to win. And the East coming out winning that game. Iverson was on that team. Vince Carter was on that team. It was a hell of a team. And it hasn't been the same. For the most part, it just hasn't been the same. It's not competitive. And I'll admit that one of those reasons, if not the main reason, is that most of these players nowadays are their brand. And they sell more than just the NBA product. They sell themselves, or they have endorsements. And they have to sell toothbrushes, tennis shoes, jerseys, toys, everything, you name it, whatever these cats, some of these cats are gamers, you know what I'm saying? So they help push product placement as far as video games and consoles, all the way down to, you know, the controllers and online gaming itself, communities, Twitch. Like, it's so much revenue coming in for these particular players, they can't afford to lose them. And again, we can point the finger at Bron, and when it comes to certain things, he never did the dunk contest. He recently came out and said, I regret not doing it. And we already knew what the truth was. He's not a creative dunker. He's an explosive dunker. He's going to tear that rim up. He's going to take off from a distance. He might do a couple of things in the air, but not too much. The basic shit that they're going to do, he going to either do a tomahawk. He can do a tomahawk. He can do a windmill. He can do rock the cradle. He probably could jump, free throw line. He could do all, especially in his Miami days, right? One thing he gonna do is catch a lob, you know, and throw them. But as far as being creative and stuff like that, putting in between your legs, which has become a pastime thing, it's just some, even your best superstars couldn't do it now. Kobe competed, but back in the day, that East Bay Jam, which was I first seen J.R. Ryder do it, and then Kobe do it. And then it went on to so many other players doing it, throwing it off the backboard, catching it. You know what I'm saying? There's so many different ways that particular dunk has been freaked. But it was a different day and time. Like, we're at the point where we've been creative out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has been too many dunks. Now, is there other dunks that we haven't seen yet? Maybe the world. Because there's a lot of players that did not make it to the league, are not league worthy. Streetball players that have created some of the craziest dunks we've ever seen. But they're not in a league. They don't have a name. My idea was, and it might be too late for this, because maybe it should have happened during the David Stearns era. We used to have NBA Streets. You know what I'm saying? Like the video game. But you have to implement street ball. And the reason why I say that is the same reason rap, hip hop, the industry should have implemented and promoted battle rapping more. I'm talking about you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about battle rap. I'm not talking about what Drake and Kendrick finished going through. That's an element of it. I'm talking about when we, when you go to Smack and say, Smack, I need you to bring your entertainment over to the industry. So those, because the stigma was always battle rappers, most of them could not make a great song. In some cases, that was true because they'd be in battle rap form. But there are some battle rappers that put out some great songs and or albums. Shout out to Lux. That nigga has a catalog that's solid. You know what I mean? Daylight can get on the track and rap. It's not all of these battle rappers is not caught up in just battle rap formats. You know what I mean? Some of these they need the production. That's another thing that be holding them back. They be out here going after these battle rap type of beats and shit like that. But I will say, if it would have been implemented early, then it kind of helps the superstars in a way to avoid criticism throughout their whole career like Bron has been, because he should have competed a long time ago. He dropped the ball on that. There's so many strikes against Bron, like, there's no coming back from that. And I'm pretty sure that he regrets some of them, including the dunk contest. But if those street ball players would have been implemented, well, just imagine if AM1 and the NBA worked together. You know, unlike the NBA trying to work together with Ice Cube, like, it's just, they don't want, it's almost like they don't want to share it. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I think it showed you that it's more of a business than it is for the fans. It's not for the fans anymore. Because I've heard numerous people of different ages, different tax brackets, you know what I'm saying? Different age brackets complaining about the game. It's too much. They blame Steph Curry because of the shooting. It's not Steph Curry's fault. He just happened to be a generational player that plays that style of basketball. If you want to blame anybody, you don't blame the nigga that came up with that creation. He created that to tailor his game. You blame the coaches. You blame the AAU circuit, the niggas that's allowing these players to do so. If y'all want to know why these big men are stepping out, not posting up and shooting threes, check the fucking coaching. Check the training that they get. There's no, back in the day, if a big man, it's not even that, because you had the Arvydas Sabonis where Cavs could do both. The niggas going to the post and they could shoot the ball. But it wasn't too many like that. And a lot of them wanted to, everybody wants to shoot the three. It's just one of those things. Just like everybody would love to dunk. Everybody know that you have a better chance of making a three and shooting a three than completing the dunk, depending on your size and athleticism. So everybody, even big man, seeing that three-pointer is like, I want to do that. I want to shoot that. I want to shoot that all the time. And in some cases, there's some big men that actually work on that. But back in the day, coaches didn't let you get away with that bullshit. Maybe if y'all was blowing out a team by a dub or more, all right, go take your shot. But on the regular, get your big ass on the block and post up. That's exactly what they'll tell them. Nowadays, or not even say nowadays, this shit been going on before Golden State run was actually complete. Before they became a dynasty, the game started changing. And that's because of the coaches. That's all that is. If y'all allow Curry to come in and change the whole entire game, that's not on Curry, nigga. That's on y'all. That is on y'all. Of course, everybody grew up, a lot of people grew up watching Michael Jordan. A lot of people grew up watching Kobe. And a lot of people grew up watching Bron and Steph. And guess what? A lot of them can't even mimic their game after either one of them. They can't. There hasn't been a person, for people that say they love Michael Jordan and Kobe, et cetera, where's the mid-range game? They pick what they want. It's the easiest thing to do. Niggas think they can shoot from the logo. That's what's killing the game. Bron not competing in the dunk contest, that adds on to it. I'm not saying that's the main thing. Not at all. Bron not going to get all the blame on this one. But as far as the dunk contest, yes, niggas wanted to see superstars. Niggas wanted to see the and look, it wasn't like we're hounding every superstar on every team to participate in a dunk contest or the three-point contest. No. So, and the three-point contest wasn't reserved for superstars. It was whoever was hot. It seemed like it has flipped now. It's like they want more stars, superstars in the three-point contest, and then now it's whoever wants to compete in the dunk contest. At what point is it going to take that shit away? Take that shit away. You want to know why? Because niggas ran out of ideas. And this is probably one of the most, I want to say, not just, I don't want to say electric, because I don't think it's electric. But as far as athleticism, the past 10, 15 years, we've seen some of the most athletic players in general. Now, I'm not saying that they all superstars or stars. No, some of these niggas is just pure athletic. Just pure athleticism, nothing else. These niggas can go play basketball, football, tennis, rugby, all that shit. Now, as far as how it correlates with their basketball game, man, it's getting bad. Bronze is just a pure athlete. The nigga can play football and basketball. How much damage he did play football? How much damage could he have taken? I don't know. Honestly, I think it just depends on the coach, the coaching, and the culture. You know what I'm saying? Because you could go play basketball on this or football on this side of town, and they teach and train you a certain way versus how they teach you and train you on this side of town. That is the thing. Some players get trained to play as rough as possible. Some come in there with the aspect of safety and precision and calculation and structure. It's different philosophies, offense and defenses, all kind of shit. And then there's some that just go out there and say, you see something, you hit something. So it just depends. But he did play football. So did Draymond Green. You can see a little bit of that roughness. But it has gotten out of control, though. The game has gotten watered down. We're just holding on to our teams at this point. I don't even think we're attached to players like that anymore. It's just more so of, what about the team success? Everybody want to see Curry ride out on a high horse, saying we can't, like, Curry, KD, Bron, Kawhi, really injury-wise, Paul George. Yo, it's a lot of cats that's still in the league that's on their way out. And even if they have maybe 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years left until they officially stop playing, they're deteriorating before their clock anyway. And that's what was, Bron didn't even play in the All-Star game. That nigga just walked past his goddamn locker like it was a fucking monument. Hey, okay. He said he still got a little soreness. It used to be a thing. The All-Star game used to be a thing. It used to be special the whole weekend. All-Star weekend used to be like how Blockbuster used to be on Friday nights. And it's not like that anymore. And again, I'm not going to say because it's not enough star power. It's just that it is enough star power, but their star power is spread out through so many different consumers now. Some that don't necessarily care for the sport in general. They care about that person brand. And these artists, with some of them are artists, these players are doing so much more. Like back in the day, again, you still had players who had endorsements. We knew they had got endorsements if we seen them on commercials. But now they are everywhere. They're doing all kind of stuff now. It's not just popping up in a TV show here and there or being featured in one of the Disney movies or something like that. These cats are doing podcasts right after the game. You know what I'm saying? They're selling this, that, and the third. Whoever they dating is highlighted more. Dog, I didn't know. We knew Michael Jordan was married. I didn't see his wife for a very, very long time. For one, this I'm talking about before the internet. I didn't see what Michael Jordan's wife looked like unless she was on TV or something like that. We damn sure didn't see his kids for a very long time. Those kids that was in Space Jam was not his real kids. We didn't see his kids for a very long time. A lot of the niggas didn't see his kids until they actually got to college and started to hoop. And the only reason why we paid attention to that because of their last name. But now that the internet is so far gone, shout outs to Drake. It's so far gone that you see your superstar 24/7 now. And don't let it be the one that tweet. Yo, KD recently came out and said, yeah, niggas caught me. I had a burner account. These niggas is online every day just like us. Every day just like us. These niggas is regular humans with athletic abilities and talents that a lot of people don't have and height that a lot of niggas don't have. At the same time, emotionally and mentally, them niggas is regular pedestrians. And it's like, these niggas don't care about it no more. The passion for the sport in general is down. So if the passion for the sport is down in general, then what do you think they're going to care about the All-Star? Nigga, goddamn, the Pro Bowl ain't been shit for years, bro. The last Pro Bowl that niggas actually tuned in for was when Sean Taylor, when he smacked the kicker. That was probably the last one where a lot of people checked in. Outside of that, niggas is what you have athletes say themselves. You have football players say themselves, we just wanted that free trip. I just wanted to go to Hawaii. You know, everything was free to go to Hawaii. You ain't got to pay for nothing. And football is different, though, because guess what? If you have a couple of players that's come off of the two teams that's playing in the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl is before the Super Bowl. So you know they're not going to play in it. It's too risky. The game is too physical to complain about how hard they go in a game. But we would love to see a competitive Pro Bowl. I just don't think we're going to get that. I think it's dope. It's a dope idea. But because of injuries, because, you know, they invest into certain players and player positions, more so the quarterback and the receivers and the edge rushers and the running backs, et cetera, et cetera. There's certain skill positions on offense and defense that they invest in, and I'll be goddamn if I pull something or tear something in a Pro Bowl or get a concussion in a Pro Bowl. You know what I mean? So maybe they needed to switch it up. Maybe they should have looked more towards like some flag or I don't know. I don't know. It's just sit down and have a talk about it because your fan base still want to be a part of it. You know, this is why they fly out or they drive down and they spend a night at some of these sites where they have these camps, you know, because they want to see the team. They are invested in the team. They've been raised to love this team. And it's like, this is the closest we're going to get to them. I might not be able to make to one of the games during a regular season, Oh, look at this. I got tickets to the Pro Bowl. Ain't nobody going to the fucking Pro Bowl, bro. If you go to the Pro Bowl now to go watch the Pro Bowl, that means you won those tickets and it was, everything was free. Only thing that you had to come out of pocket for is probably some goddamn souvenirs or some shit like that. But you're going to get the hotel, they're going to get the boarding room, and it's probably going to be all-inclusive. You're going to be able to watch the game, and then that's it. And you're not going to like it. Again, I don't know the numbers on this one. I just know that, hey, a lot of us didn't watch it. The shit, I checked the group chat, and some of the homies were saying, dog, I didn't even know the All-Star game was tomorrow. I didn't even know it was All-Star weekend. The promo has been down. I mean, mostly everybody has been talking about either Trump, airplanes, Drake and Kendrick, and that's pretty much been about it. But it totally like took away from whatever the All-Star game used to be. Is just not the same. You don't even remember back in the day, we used to hear the jokes about the women flying out there one way. They'll figure their way out. Way back home, because they just went, dog, it was a thing for them to go out there and try to get with a rapper, an entourage, a player or two or something like that to get pregnant. That was a running joke for the longest. And it's not even that anymore. Like, niggas is not, and it, this year was in the Bay Area. I seen a post saying that I'm glad nothing happened out here. Nobody got robbed. Nobody died. Nobody got shot. None of that. Again, you want to know what? Nobody went. The dunk contest. Majority of niggas, first of all, Matt, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong at all. I think he could participate. Just imagine, I want y'all to hear me out. I know the age difference. And I know we deem Vince Carter as having the best dunk contest of all time. Imagine McClung was in that. He's that good. He just don't have the name. That nigga won three years in a row, and they sent this nigga back to the G League. Now, again, there's talent everywhere. I'm not knocking him because of his status. I'm just saying how bad it's got, though. Because maybe if it was supposed to be, he probably wouldn't have got that invite based off of his name alone. But he had been putting out his footage since high school. We were talking about McClung while he was in high school. Before he even signed to where he was going to go to college, he ended up going to Georgetown. But before we was even thinking about what college he was going to go to, we was watching his dunks. Now, some people didn't know about him, but my son was playing basketball. I'm in the AAU world at the time. So I'm watching Baller's Life, you know, all these different AAU supporting brands. You know what I'm saying? From TikTok, I mean, not TikTok, from Twitter to IG, flooded my timeline with just basketball highlights. I'm staying in tune with the high school players, right? I want to see where they're going to go in college, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he had been putting out some shit. It's just that, you know, he wasn't on the radar because there was a lot of other shit going on at the time that meant more than just watching this little white boy with explosive bunnies. But this is where we're at, though. We look at a three-time champion, back to back to back, and nobody cares. And why are they sending that nigga back to the G League? Nobody cares. Nobody cares about who won. Steph Curry won MVP. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about that. It's not against him. It's just, there's no, if you just take the energy, no, and we're just glad that it's over. We're done, it's over. Nigga, and now you know it's been bad when the past couple of years they've been trying to change the format. They've tried everything from team captains to all kind of red. They keep coming up with ideas to keep this shit afloat. It's dead. They haven't. Who's the main culprit? I can't really say. When it comes to the dunk contest, a lot of niggas saying it was on Bron. But Bron isn't the only one. We could have lived without Bron doing a dunk contest. Everybody else got to step up. But I can also understand those superstars are saying, look, I know my status, but I just don't have that type of talent to do those type of knocks that y'all looking for. And other cats stepped up. Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon. You know, these are also cats who also display their talent way before they even got to the league. But because they are stars and not superstars, you know what I'm saying? It just didn't, it didn't really, even though they provided to me in competition. And the reason why I say I'm okay with niggas saying their dunk contest, their face off was better than Vince Carter's, because Vince Carter really didn't have no, I'm not saying he didn't have no competition, but he owned that all-star dunk contest by himself. Whereas these two niggas went into overtime, something that we ain't never seen before. And they can still go. Aaron Gordon got robbed 1 year because of Dwayne Wade wanting to be fucking stupid and give it to a nigga that played for Miami, talking about this is what we do, Miami Mafia. Like, no, the nigga just didn't deserve to win out. Great dunker. Don't get me wrong. Aaron Gordon was supposed to win one of those. A lot of people feel like Aaron Gordon was supposed to be Zach LaVine. This is still a toss-up with me, and I picked Zach. And I think it's just because he looked better doing his dunks because of his stature and how far he takes off, and he's shorter. But at the same time, you can't take away from what Aaron, because Aaron Gordon brought a whole other different level of creativity. Like, these niggas, this was the last dunk contest where they show how creative they could be. Now it's like, dog, it's a participation trophy, like, world now. They just grabbing niggas, throwing them out there and say, go to work. But we all gonna be cool about it. No, nigga, y'all niggas is terrible. Y'all niggas is terrible, man. But yeah, I think, you know, I don't think we won't be, it'll probably take us some time, but not that long. If you take away All-Star Weekend, niggas ain't gonna care. Only niggas that's gonna complain is probably celebrities, niggas that's in the music industry, because they're not able to go somewhere for a weekend to throw parties and shit like that. That's how it was, bro. Everybody worked together. That's why artists and athletes always mix and mingle, because when it comes to certain shit like that, outside of the stuff that we may not know about or certain holidays, All-Star Weekend, that was niggas coming together and throwing parties afterwards. The after parties. Niggas going to Kenny Smith's. Niggas going to Iverson's. Niggas going to this one. They're going to that one. Jamie Foxx, Shaq's, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to Drake's. You know what I'm saying? And then niggas want to be in the know. They want to be where everybody else is going to be at. It's not like that no more. It's not like that no more. So get away. Throw it away. Not get away. Throw it away. We don't need it anymore. We don't deserve it. Or y'all don't even deserve our time anymore. That's the thing. Like, dog, y'all ain't even entertaining us no more. And it's right there in our face. It's the money, bro. If Dallas was to keep looking, they ain't get that nigga $330 million or $350 million. That nigga ain't gonna have no type of urge of playing on motherfucking All-Star game. Niggas ain't playing for nothing. I did hear a stupid request. Like, because I want to get his show no type of, I don't want to get him no type of shine, because the niggas be sounding stupid most of the episode. But I will say this. If you want to make the All-Star game exciting, especially the game itself, the money ain't gonna always do it, but money might help. Just like the end season tournament, that 500, that shit means a lot to niggas on the bench. To Bron and to Luka, maybe not, but it's not like they're gonna turn it down. Niggas gonna take that 500. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, just imagine if you got that 500 or bump it up to 750,000. Y'all niggas got it. And say, hey, East and West, East versus West. Whoever, stop doing, don't get me wrong. I fucking love the teammate thing where now we get to mix and mingle. Like, now you get to see Steph or KD or something like that play with an Eastern player or some shit like that. Because again, for a long time, unless niggas got traded to a different conference, you never get to see a player like Kobe. And I mean, when Kobe and Garnett played, Garnett was on, you know, Minnesota. But what if Garnett would have been on Boston his whole career? Then we never see Kobe and Garnett play with each other on the All-Star team because they own separate conferences. That's why, that's where the, I really appreciate the whole team captain shit. At the same time, though, at the same time, if we're going to make niggas play hard, then you got to say, you got to bring in MLB rules. Hey, if the West win, they get full court advantage in the finals. That's hard. Now, look, again, I know y'all might be saying, well, you know all the teams in the playoffs is not going to make the finals. Dog, I don't know what to say, bro. We got to do something. But that's something worth playing for. If niggas say, all right, we automatically get home field advantage or home court advantage if we win this All-Star game, niggas gonna play hard. At the same time, I gotta play on the other side of the fence. The niggas play hard in the All-Star weekend is in the middle of the season or towards a little bit over the middle of the season. Halfway point, I should say. And you don't want none of your players to be. You want your players to be. It's 30 games left. And especially if it's a tight race for playoff positioning, you don't want to be in a situation where you have a key player or a couple of key players that's out, may not come back for the first round or the second round or something like that. You want all your soldiers to be as healthy as possible going into the playoff. And in some cases, you might not need to play those last two or three games. So you might not even play them as much or play them at all. Shout out to San Antonio, Greg Popovich. You know what I mean? But it's one of those things where it's like, it's a give and a take. If you want the niggas to play hard, you got to give them a reason to play hard. That's it. You want niggas to participate in a dunk contest, y'all got to promote it more. Y'all got to make it a thing. It used to be a thing for niggas to win a dunk contest. It's not anymore. It's not. Those awards used to be special, bro. They used to be special. And they not anymore. So, with that being said, that shit could go. We won't miss it. We won't miss it. It's just unnecessary funds being headed towards whatever city that is, that is in. And it'll be in LA soon again. The Super Bowl will be headed towards this way. I don't know. But it is dead. I don't think it's dying. I think it is dead. For people not to recognize which weekend it was going to be on, for people to say they didn't watch it, such as myself, for people that say they just tuned in here and there, et cetera, it's just one of those things where it's like, y'all have been doing a terrible job at promoting, at being creative. Y'all coming up with ideas. I know y'all at the war table, at a war room, but niggas ain't coming up with nothing to keep them interested. And it's like, because y'all created the internet, created this lifestyle for kids that took them away from the passion of loving sports in general. And y'all just don't have the kids anymore. Y'all don't have the kids. Y'all don't have the people who used to be the kids that watch y'all. Y'all just don't have us anymore, which is wild. You know, we'll show up to those playoff games. We'll show up for March Madness. We'll show up for the games that mean something. But when it comes to a weekend or an event that's supposed to be strictly tailored for the fan bases, y'all dropped the ball on that. And it's all on, like, dog. It's nasty. It's nasty. So, Pro Bowl, that should have been done with. Now the NBA All-Star Weekend used to be a goddamn event. Now it's like that cool cousin that used to be dope back in the day, but just hasn't... just not dope anymore. It was like their dopeness was stuck, you know, basically stuck in the time where they was dope. Now they just, niggas is not dope no more, man. Shit is wild. Shit is wild. And I said on numerous episodes that after Bron leaves, after KD leaves, after Steph leaves, my nigga, who's going to step up and take that? Open road with BTG, man. I never thought it'd be the day where I say, but hey, I'm at 42 now. So a lot of, but I wish I could be that guy to say, I'm the old nigga that's saying, get off my lawn. I don't like the new games. I don't like how the games are being played now. The stars and the celebrities, that's a part of it. Like, nah, it's really not that. Like, it's really across the board. It's that bad. You don't just have to take my opinion or the way I view it. You can go listen to a lot of other people, including podcasters. They'll tell you the same thing. It's just not like how it used to be. You know, it's just not it. And it's not because we're just getting older and it's a certain shit we just don't care about as much. Nah, we actually do care. It's just that y'all not giving us anything to care about anymore. Yeah, we'll see going forward. We'll see. Within this year, obviously it'll be within this year, they will make a decision or come up with something new for the All-Star. They've already announced that they're working on something else because they have to get us back. And I think one of the latest things is the 1v1. I know the WNBA has started it. That's key. 1v1, you know Kyrie is going to eat that up. You know Luka is going to eat that up. That'd be interesting to see. That's something Embiid would want to play in. That one-on-one shit, that's elite. Now you starting to talk. When we start talking about like King of the Hill or Horse or something like that, you got to bring in some fun shit. Even though it might seem like school ground type stuff, that's the shit that got us interested. A lot of us couldn't go pro. So we created a lot of games like Horse or Pig for short. You know what I'm saying? King of the Hill. Rainbow, what was that shit called? Around the World. I said Rainbow. Around the World. That's dope. You want to test your shooting out. Ah, man. I might have to make an episode about that in general. The different features of basketball. I might have to do that one, dog. Because Around the World used to be my shit. And King of the Hill. I still love King of the Hill. King of the Hill or Two Dribbles. You only have two dribbles during a 1v1. We used to do that in practice a lot. Yeah. Okay. Overrun with BTG, man. Y'all let me know y'all thoughts. I know y'all, I already know half of y'all thoughts. It ain't shit no more. Let's get rid of it. I love y'all. See y'all next week.